Greetings, listeners. Welcome to the Cold Fusion Now podcast, where we bring you the latest developments in the science, engineering, and business of Cold Fusion Leonard. I'm your host, Ruby Carrot. Our guest today is nuclear physicist Dr. Vladimir I. Vysotsky, head of Theoretical Radiophysics Department at Kiev National Shevchenko University, Ukraine. Dr. Vysotsky received a PhD in theoretical physics from Kiev Institute of Theoretical Physics and a second doctorate in theoretical and solid-state physics. His areas of research and applications run from lasers to biophysics. Dr. Vysotsky's first theoretical article in the field of cold fusion, Reactions of Controlled Fusion in Crystal Targets, was published in 1981 in the Soviet Journal of Technical Physics. That is 8 years before the appearance of the term cold fusion, giving him more than 35 years' experience in the area. He participated and made presentations at the first Leonard Conference in 1990 in Provo at Brigham Young University, and he has subsequently participated in almost all ICCF conferences. His work in Leonard is both theoretical and experimental, reporting stunning results of transmutations within living systems in a Leonard environment. He's the author of many scientific books, including, with Dr. Alla Kornilova, Nuclear Transmutations and Stable and Radioactive Isotopes in Biological Systems, which we'll talk about today. Welcome, Dr. Vladimir Vysotsky.
Yes, there will be. It is very great to be here. Thank you for the opportunity to present both our results and my point of view on this very important, of course, problems, of course.
Well, Dr. Vysotsky, let's start with your experiments with biological systems and Leonard. You and your colleague, Alla Kornilova, have found evidence of nuclear transmutations in biological systems. Can you talk first about what do you mean by biological systems, and what is it exactly that makes the environment that they are in a cold fusion environment?
Okay, thank you for the very interesting questions. First of all, I would like to say there are no reason to consider the process of transmutation of isotopes in growing biological system as a special process of biology transmutation and separate it from the general physical concept of transmutation as a process of transformation of isotopes in special dynamical environments controlled and conducted by the general law of physics. From this point of view, this process is completely analogous to Leonard. From the other hand, this process in biology system is induced or stimulated by certain features of growing biology object structure. I will explain these features in more details. Experiments to study the transmutation of isotopes in growing biology system should be conducted taking into account the specific of the problem, so the isotopes from which these elements can be formed without irreversible additional energy generation. This one is most important. So it is a pre-initial precondition of such process. Next one. In order for experiments to be conducted in the short time, the growth rate of the biology objects under study must be large, and the isotope formed must be adapted to this object and must accumulate in the amount sufficient for reliable registration. Maybe next one, please. The living object must be sufficiently resistant to the action of the product of vital activity in order to avoid the phenomenon of self-intoxication. This is very important. Next one. Yes. When working with radioactive isotopes, the living objects must be sufficiently resistant to the action of strong radioactive field. Of course, it's very important for our last experiment for transmutation of radioactive isotopes. And also I have two additional points. It is described and stable isotope mandatory the possibility of analyzing the isotope composition of a biological object before and after the transmutation process. It's very important for control of such process. And last one, the requirement related to the environment and to the problem of humanism. We are talking about living objects must be meat, of course. No, it's general condition. The best object for such experiments are, of course, the microbiological cultures, the characteristic of which meets the above requirement to the maximum extent. We have observed these processes in small bottle, typical our experiment for small bottle, that were closed in the case of anaerobic microcultures and open in the case of aerobic cultures. It is a general requirement to the a successful experiment for biological transmutation. Mm. Okay?
Mm.
Very long answer, but it is very interesting, very important, I see.
Yes. Hmm. Now, you mentioned radioactive products. Now, you know that cesium-137 is a byproduct of nuclear fission using uranium-235 and is hazardous to humans. Of course, Chernobyl was poisoned by cesium-137 during the devastating accident in 1986. Describe what you discovered when you added cesium to these microorganisms in this Lehner environment.
Okay, thank you. Very interesting, very important process. Yes. First of all, it is necessary to describe the logic of the process. In our initial experiments, which were started in the early 90s, we investigated the possibility of transmutation of stable isotopes. Of course, first experiments and first analysis aimed only to stable isotopes. We began studying the nuclear processes in biological system in the early 90s, so I said. The basis of this of proposed experiment was the principle, very interesting principle, looking for what was lost under the street lamp, which corresponded to the rule. If you have lost something in the dark, then you should look under the street lamp, because in other, in dark place, you will not find anything, of course.
Mm-hmm.
This principle gave priority to reliable method of recording product of potential nuclear reaction, supplemented by the possibility of accumulating of these products. Based on our understanding of this process, we investigated the reality of transmutation of stable isotopes leading to the formation of rare Mosbauer iron isotopes, ferrum iron 57, in medium based on heavy water, which along with the microorganism and microelements were in the same bottle. It was a first step. And immediately after our first experiment, we have observed the accumulation and co-creation of isotope, this very rare isotope iron 57. Why it is very important? From the one hand, in the case of isotope iron 57, we have very precision method of specific nuclear analysis. And also the natural concentration of iron 57 is very small. It's about 2% only. Mm-hmm. So in our initial experiment, we have created iron 57 in concentration up to 50%, increasing by more 20 times.
Hmm.
Yes. In the course of our next search, we made three important steps. First one, we have moved from the use of clean microcultures, for example, Escherichia coli, Saccharomyces cerevisiae, very typical clean cultures, to the syntrophic microbiology association. This allows tens of time to increase the stability of the process in its productivity. For example, in our initial experiments with clean cultures, duration experiments was about 1 or 2 days. After we have used the microbiology cultures, it is possible to create experiments with duration is up to several months. So the rate increasing and duration experiment also increases. So in the result, we have increasing the total efficiency up to 100 times. Up to 100 is very, very large increase.
Nice.
Next one, too. We have expanded the class of convertible isotope from the lightest elements, for example, hydrogen, deuterium, so on, to medium and the heavy ones. In one of this research, we have observed the reaction of transmutation of stable cesium-134 to stable barium-134. To barium-134. It is very heavy element. And the last step, very important. After we have observed the possibility of transmutation of such very heavy isotopes, our next step was the transmutation of radioactive isotopes. So we have developed the technology for transmutation of radioactive isotopes into stable ones. Mm-hmm. The first experiments on the transmutation of the radioactive isotope cesium-137 were conducted in Chernobyl using real isotopes that we have received from the emergency nuclear reactor. Very interesting, really.
Mm-hmm.
In these experiments, the effective time life has been reduced from typical value about 30 years, a typical for cesium-137, to 250 years. So it's about increasing by 35 times. Now the efficiency time of activation has been reduced from 30 years to 20-30 days, so increasing approximately several hundred times. Very, very accelerated process. Measurement of the efficiency of the process of transmutation of radioactive isotopes are carried out using a very simple technique, a remote analysis of the gamma activity of the closed bottle containing radioactive water, the necessary centrifugal oscillation, and some additional chemical elements necessary for optimization of growth of culture. So very, very simple. We not need not mass spectroscopy, not elementary analysis. No, we have closed bottle that's situated in the stable fixed place and fixed gamma detector and measured radioactivity, for example, with period of several days.
Mm-hmm.
So it is very simple technique because the energy of gamma radiation in such isotope is very large. It's about 600 keV. It is very easy to make the analysis of the decrease of radioactivity.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's really good news. You're going to be talking about this research at the IDA Moda Center on April 9th in Copenhagen, Denmark. Are there any new results that you'll be reporting there?
Oh, very short story. This year in September, I don't remember, was a large conference on the physics of water in Bulgaria, in Sofia. And also I have the report about the water deactivation of water solution of radioactive isotopes at such conference. And also after my report, I have many different discussions with different participants of the conference. One of them was from Copenhagen, from Danish Physical Society. And I have given him my business card. And after he sent me the message to my email, I sent that they would like to listen my report and then immediately in the Copenhagen. So I was invited to speak at a special meeting at the Danish Engineering Association and talk about the possibility of deactivation radioactive water with the help of microbiology technology.
Mm-hmm.
As you know, the problem of safe utilization mm-hmm. and deactivation of such waste is very important in many countries. Many European countries, United States, in Japan, in China, so on. And I often get such suggestion. For example, it is very important for solving the problem of Fukushima, mm-hmm. where about 500,000 tons of radioactive water on the territory of nuclear power plants. And also, for example, each day was generated or was created about 50 tons of radioactive water that was used for cooling of the nuclear reactor.
Mm.
So our technology, for example, can successfully solve this problem. I plan to tell you about new experimental data and about theoretical models that allows to explain and optimize this process. Of course, I plan also to present such materials during ICF 21 conference, where I have sent several tests of our report. By the way, our theory of coherent correlated states that totally explain all the results well known. Such theory can explain all results not only in relate to the Bayes transmutation, but also, for example, in experiment of Andrea Rossi, the experiment of Mills with sun cell, experiments with electrolysis, with Plaza and also group, and show why radioactivity dot isotopes are not formed in these experiments. It's very interesting because the correct theoretical model of such process can explain three main problems. First one, it's a great probability of such process, first of all, of course. Also, total absence of radioactive daughter isotopes, second one. And next one, it is a very, very strong suppression of gamma radiation during such process. It's very interesting, very difficult for understanding from the usual traditional point of view of nuclear physics. By the method correlated states, very good explain, very good describe all these processes.
And we'll be right back with Dr. Vladimir Vysotsky after this. The New Energy Research Community reports the latest at the 21st International Conference on Condensed Matter Nuclear Science, ICCF 21, being held in the Lori Student Center at Colorado State University in Fort Collins, Colorado, U.S. The conference runs this summer, June 3rd through 8th, 2018. Registration is now open at www.iccf21.com. And we're back with Dr. Vladimir Vysotsky, talking about biological systems, microorganisms that have the ability to transmute multiple materials and reduce the half-life of cesium-137. Dr. Vysotsky, you talked about Fukushima and how this research offers a path to ameliorating the tons of nuclear waste around the world. Why is this research so important, and do you see a technology on the horizon?
Yes, very interesting. I remember terrible May and June days of 1986 in Kyiv after accident in Chernobyl. These studies are important not only for me, they are important for all of us. For example, in the territory on Hanford nuclear storage in the United States, there are 170 burial tanks or advanced storage tanks for liquid high-level waste with a total volume more 200,000 cubic meters. According to the estimated conducted in 2018, about 2% of this liquid waste have already been released into the environment due to uncontrolled leaks from burial tanks. The same situation there is in Fukushima. I have informed you about the situation of the Fukushima. There are also several important reasons for this research. First one, they should help create a technology for fast, cheap, and effective deactivation of water and soil. Next one. On their basis, possible to develop a technology for obtaining real stable isotopes. So it's not only technology for deactivation or radioactive, no, it's possible for create of real isotopes. For example, very interesting, isotope iron 57, now is the market price is about $20,000 per gram. It is very large value. It is very important for any business and any industry. And also the next one, there's a method of testing our theory which is applicable not only to biology system objects, but also to creation of energy sources based on land. It is very important for me because and also any scientist need to create new method of a generation of energy, not based on the oil traditional energy, and also not based on the tradition of using of energy of traditional large nuclear reaction, because there are many bad results, many bad accidents, for example, Chernobyl, Fukushima, so on. Mm-hmm. By the way, we have several patents. Mm-hmm. This technology described with reference to biology systems. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes, well, we agree. Before we close, I want to ask you about one of your colleagues from Russia, Dr. Yuri Bajitov, who passed away recently. I had planned to talk with him and regret that I was unable to. Can you talk a little bit about his contribution to the field?
Yes, it is very bad news for me, of course. I was familiar with Yuri for several decades, about more than 20 years, because we have many contact with him on different conferences, meeting, very often discussed by Skype, by phone, so on. He was very enthusiastic and hot supported of the cold fusion, very hot supported cold fusion. He was very active in his own research and in organization of the own conferences. We often argued with him, but it was a controversy to find the truth. He was both an effective scientist and a very effective scientific manager. He organized and conducted more than 20 conferences, which were a place of active discussion of the most pressing problem of the land. Unfortunately, I am not sure that someone will be able to replace him in the missionary activity. He will always remember him. It's my very, very good, very, it will be remembered Yuri all the time. Yes, right.
Well, Dr. Vladimir Vysotsky, we wish you success in your research and thank you for being with us today.
Oh, thank you, Ruby, very much. It's very, very nice to meet you. I remember we meet you and discuss with you about in the conference in the Missouri, yes, in the Missouri conference. It's about, I remember, approximately five, 6 years ago. Yes, thank you.
Yes, and it was fascinating research to hear about it, and I'm so grateful you're continuing on and making progress. The world really needs it today.
Thank you.
We've been speaking with Dr. Vladimir Vysotsky, a nuclear physicist and Lehner researcher, about his experiments in biological transmutations. You can find more information on Dr. Vysotsky's work in the Journal of Condensed Matter Nuclear Science and at the Lehner Library at lenr.org. That's it for today. Find more episodes of the Cold Fusion Now podcast on our website at coldfusionnow.org and subscribe on iTunes. We can bring transformational change. Go to our page at patreon.com/coldfusionnow and make a pledge to join our effort. You can also donate direct through PayPal on our website at coldfusionnow.org. Until next time, I'm Ruby Carrot.